You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Margaret Wolfson, the founder and chief creative at River & Wolf, a New York City-based brand naming and writing agency with clients all around the world. Margaret, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, Margaret, how did you get started in brand naming, and how does naming fit into the branding industry as a whole? That's a great place to start.
Okay, great. Well, yes, it's sort of an arcane little field. Nobody really knows what it is. But prior to my work as a brand naming and writing specialist, I was a full-time author, book writer, and performing storytelling artist. But the performance work required extensive travel, which is great for many years, but after a while it can get tiring. So I thought it would be very wise to develop a parallel career that would allow me to cut back a bit on the amount of traveling I was doing. So I had the idea to create a small company that sold magnets bearing inspirational quotes from poets, writers, and philosophers. But before I launched this product, I discovered a company with a similar product that had already gotten to market. So that would not be such a wise thing to follow. But as it turned out, that was a good thing, because during the process of developing this, I learned that I was actually less interested in the manufacturing of a product and more interested in naming it. So with that knowledge, I set out to discover how goods and services and companies were named. And to my surprise, I found an entire industry devoted to this task. And what was even better was this industry appeared to welcome the skills of poets, writers, linguists, as well as marketing professionals. So it meshed very well with my background. And after that discovery, I began consulting as an independent consultant for these naming and branding agencies. During that period, I worked on hundreds of projects in all industries, and then I decided to launch my own company in 2015.
And congratulations on that. It sounds like you're passionate about what you do as well. Why would an entrepreneur or another person in need of a name hire a naming agency or specialist rather than do it himself? What is the process here?
Well, that's a very good question. Coming up with good names, while difficult, it's possible. But coming up with good names that reflect your company's mission, while not infringing on already existing names in your space or your industry, is very challenging. And a lot of entrepreneurs run into this problem, which is when I get called, because to find names that are not only strong marks but reflect and capture a company's mission, but can also get through trademark issues and not infringe on existing marks, requires, generally we develop about 100 candidates or 200 or 300 for every project. There's many reasons for that, but one of the chief reasons is you lose a lot when you begin screening. Namers also have, it's not just coming up with a name, you have to have an understanding of how that name fits. You know, you want to be creative and everybody wants to be creative, but you also have to look at how your name sits in the commercial reality, in your industry, and have a pretty good sense of how that name will sound on multiple platforms. You know, back when naming was just print, you know, on a package, but now we have social media, the name is written and spoken and Twittered, and it's all over. And you have to know how a name works across multiple media platforms. And if you're not in the field and paying attention to that area, it's a little more challenging. The other thing is the naming is really a process, which I'll speak to a bit. A lot of people think you just come up with an idea or you sit in a brainstorming group, but the best names come out of a process, and that process can vary from agency to agency, but most professional namers follow a somewhat similar process where you begin by gathering all the information about the product, the company you're naming, all the information about its competitors. And you have very in-depth conversations with the clients. And then you develop routes to name to, routes that get at key communications. So again, you're not just naming in the dark or thinking of good ideas. So for example, let's say a key communication for your company or your brand, you want to express power and vastness. So a name like Amazon, which of course evokes the river, the Amazon River, would be quite fitting because that really speaks to hugeness and power. But if speed and efficiency was something you wanted the name to convey, Amazon would obviously be a less appealing mark. So getting at those key communications, which then form your naming routes, very important. And then once you have your routes developed, that's when you begin naming, and you name, develop hundreds of candidates or multiple candidates for each route. It's quite an involved process. It generally takes anywhere from 3 weeks to a month. And we've had projects that have gone on for a year, largely corporate clients. But when you have many people that have to agree on a name, and it has to work well in many countries, so you get into linguistic issues and cultural issues, it's really quite involved. So that's one of the reasons why it's a good idea to hire a naming agency.
Quite intriguing and really interesting as well. Share with us a few names River and Wolf developed for startups and tell the story behind that if you've got a moment to do that.
Yes, okay. Well, I guess because my background is in storytelling, I really love names that can either derive from or can tell or point to great stories. So, for example, one name we developed is Sunhouse. And this is not a tanning salon, but it's a digital music company. They have developed some advanced sensor equipment that enables musicians to expand the possibility of live performance. So you might say Sunhouse for a digital music company, but the story behind that is there was a story, it's an old Aztec myth called Musicians of the Sun, and it involves a journey to the House of the Sun, which the basic idea of the story tells how a once dark world was transformed into a place of light and joy through music. So that was a lovely idea. But also the two founders, Tanosh and Tlaquil Esparza, they liked the name a lot because it reflected their Aztec heritage. So you see there's a whole story there that's a very interesting story. Another name we developed, which has an interesting story, is Quarterlane. This one just launched. This is a bespoke book delivery service, and the founder's name is Elizabeth Lane. So we developed probably 300 or 400 names for Elizabeth, including names like Scop, which is the Scottish word for storyteller. She has some Scottish ancestry. Bibli, which plays on bibliotech or the word bib for book, as well as bubbly. Unbound, you know, we think of books as being bound, but if they're being delivered through the mail, they're unbound. They're not in a particular location. Inkspell, Paperquilt, Bookfolk, there are many, many names. But in the end, everyone agreed, including the client, that Quarterlane was the perfect name because it captured the very personal nature of the book. She's curating the selections, so it has her name in there. And she also liked the idea that the service was 4 times a year because there's going to be a strong seasonal story around each delivery period. Excuse me. So Quarterlane was a great name. And our own name, actually, River and Wolf, has a very carefully crafted meaning as well. A river twists and turns. It's responsive to the lay of the land. And other times, it's a very powerful force that blasts through solid rock. So from the metaphorical point of view, river was very interesting to me because it got at the responsiveness to clients, which any good agency should be, but also the idea that we can overcome challenges or blast through challenges in the naming process. And the wolf part of the name, which derives also from my last name, Wolfson, but the wolf, very interesting fact when I was researching wolves, wolves are considered very precise and original communicators. No two wolves make the same sound. So just like a name, a good name must be precise and original, that themes to the wolf. So those are just, you know, quick little snapshots of stories. There was another one that was a lot of fun. It was the founders of an artisanal tea company, and they wanted a name that paid that referred to their Indonesian heritage. So we went deeply into the region's cultural traditions, studying dance and music and literature and history, and eventually brewed up the name Ikaati, I-K-A-A-T-I, which is a made-up word, but it is inspired by Ikat, which is an Indonesian dyeing technique. You perhaps have seen those beautiful Ikat patterns. And the word Kaati, which where we get the English word caddy from, like a tea caddy, which was the traditional vessel for transporting tea. So you see how all of that sort of blends into the name. And that's a beautiful thing about names is those stories they can tell.
Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Margaret Wolfson, the founder and chief creative at River and Wolf, a New York City-based brand naming and writing agency with clients around the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Margaret, what is the connection between the name and the URL? Is this important that they are the same or not?
Yes, that's a great question. Given the way search engines work today, having an exactmatch.com is not as important as it once was. So we always recommend to our clients that rather than losing a strong name because you cannot get a exact.com, like name.com, we always recommend that you think of an extension, like adding a word. So I don't know if you're familiar with Oscar Insurance. It's a startup insurance company. So they use HiOscar.com, which is very friendly and welcoming because they could not get Oscar.com. So never, ever give up a good name because you can't get an exactmatch.com. The majority of them are parked or they're in use or they're for sale at exorbitant rates. So it's not so easy to find an exact match. Another approach that's becoming increasingly popular is what is called a .com extension. These can range from the professional, like name.agency. It could be industry specific, like Starbucks.coffee, or it could just be fun, the name.guru or something that's humorous. And this has some value to it. So, for example, let's say you have a cafe. Let's say you're opening a vegan cafe and you're calling it Mason Jar. So Mason Jar may not immediately signal that this is an eatery, but if you used masonjar.cafe, the extension, the so-called not com extension, would indicate what kind of a business it is. So there's some clarification that could happen by that approach. You know, that approach was used by Google with their new holding company, Alphabet.xyz. So as more and more large corporations and companies get comfortable with this, that may become a way to go in the future. The extensions are fine. For example, MasonJarFoods.com or MasonJarCafe.com. But if you go right to the .com extension, MasonJar.cafe, you have less to type as well. So it's catching on, but slowly, yeah. So, but never, ever give up a great name because you can't find the exact match.com. If you're more interested in learning about the not-coms, there's a company called name.kitchen, and they have a lot of useful information about this emerging trend in URLs.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Like app naming, as all naming, you have to be very, very, very aware of the legality. So often when people are looking at app names, if they don't see their app name in the App Store or Google Play, they think it's okay to use, or if it's been accepted by the App Store or Google Play. But you also have to look in the non-app world because you don't want to infringe on a trademark that exists. So just because it's not an app doesn't mean you can use it. So in general, just app naming, standard brand naming, easy to spell, easy to say, but really critical. You never want to launch your product until you've conducted at least a preliminary trademark screening. It's extremely important. And we have so many calls from entrepreneurs who skip this step and they launch, and then they have to change their name. And that's a big mistake because you end up losing whatever brand recognition you've accrued. So always do a screening, and preferably have the screening done by a trademark lawyer.
Super information, and it has been very interesting, the conversation and everything that you've mentioned here today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about River and Wolf and how they can be in touch.
Sure, thank you. We're based in New York City, and our web address is www.riverandwolf. Now you know the story, riverandwolf.com. The website's there, and you'll find all the information on the website, phone, contact, and so forth. If you'd like to call directly, you can reach us at 212-222-5111. Always happy to hear from new clients. And if you are unsure if you want to go with a naming agency, we're always happy to talk and describe the process. And also, if you have a name that you're not sure of, we like to provide some insight into that as well. So we're friendly people.
And we thank you for that. Margaret, thanks so much for being with us. It has been our pleasure. Continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Great pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Margaret Wolfson, the founder and chief creative at River and Wolf, a New York City-based brand naming and writing agency with clients around the world. And for more information and for contact, visit riverandwolf.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.